Practically speaking, if you're not improving every day, you're falling behind. Here's why. Your competition is getting better, right? If you're at the top, they're chasing you. If you're in the middle, some of them are passing you. Customers and their attitudes and their expectations change all the time. We need to be paying attention to that so that we can keep up with them. Technology is changing and improving. The things that I did 40 years ago, I can't do anymore because they won't work. Mastery is never finished. That is a really important message to get across to people that want to be successful over a career. Hey everyone, my name is Mark Dolan. I'm your host for Time Tested Mastery, Life Lessons L. Today is the final episode that I'll share with you what ChatGPT says that I don't talk about enough and that I should be sharing with you as we finish out this year. So there were five things that ChatGPT said that we needed to talk about. All five of them will be in the show notes. But today we're going to talk about the last one, the fifth one. So I'll read it for you. It said, Mark, you're a lifelong student, still sharpening the blade. You often mention your mentors, but you don't always showcase how disciplined you are about continuing to learn, read, study, and push yourself even after 40 years in the business. That sets you apart from most veterans who coast on past wins. You're proof that mastery is never finished. That is a really important message to get across to people that want to be successful over a career. Doesn't matter where you are starting in your career, whether you're in the middle of it or whether you're at the end, the message about lifelong learning and mastery is important. Jim Rohn talked about something that he wanted to aspire to. Jim Rohn wanted people to talk about him and say things like this. You know, I saw Jim Rohn 10 years ago, and he was really terrific. But I have to tell you, I just heard him again, and you should hear him now. He hasn't missed a trick. He's really working on his craft. If you heard him then, you need to hear him now because he's doing a lot more. That was what Jim Rohn aspired to. And I'm thinking back to the 30 years ago that I heard that message, how true it is. Continuing to grow is so very important. Now, I want you to get this point really straight. My path to personal mastery hasn't been a straight line. There's been some plateaus along the way. There's been retreats. There's been some roadblocks. And there's also been periods of complacency as well. But we always have the chance to pick it up and continue if we have a plan in place to set up reminders for us. To be honest with you, the version of myself that you see in front of you today is 35 years of compounded effort in personal development. But sometimes it was interrupted for a short period of time. Practically speaking, if you're not improving every day, you're really falling behind. And here's why. Your competition is getting better, right? If you're at the top, they're chasing you. If you're in the middle, some of them are passing you if you're not growing. Customers and their attitudes and their expectations change all the time. So we need to be paying attention to that so that we can keep up with them. Technology is changing and improving. Some of the things that I did 40 years ago, I can't do anymore because they won't work. The way that I cold called when I first started my career would not work today. I would never be able to reach anybody. They're not home for dinner at 5:30, 6 o'clock at night, and they don't answer their home phone. In fact, half of them don't even have home phones anymore. What's exciting is that today, I feel just as excited as I did when I first started working with my mentor, Tim Wood, at the age of 27. I'm excited to wake up every day. I'm excited to learn and to try and to experiment. Honestly, I can tell you that I've learned more in the last 15 months with this new project of what I'm doing with Time Tested Mastery than I had done in the previous 5 years. The previous 5 years coming out of COVID, I was running my business because it was running me. This has been an exciting part of my life, and everybody has a season where they're called to grow and to continue to rebuild. That reminds me of a message that I share a lot. My mentor, Tim Wood, said to me at one time, he said, Mark, we're going to try things. Not all of it is going to work, but we're going to try things. That's good advice for you. If you want to grow, try things. Try it. Experiment. See what happens. If the outcome is good, do more of it. If it doesn't work, don't ever do it again. But try things. Find ideas that you can try and see what it will do in your business. I don't want to be an aging musician that is touring nightclubs for the one hit and the one album they did in the early 1980s. We have the ability to keep growing, to keep creating, to keep improving. We have the ability to do that. And if we have the ability, why would we not want to accomplish that? I am committed to lifelong mastery. There are some great examples of people out there. Grandma Moses didn't start painting until the age of 78. Famous painter. Didn't start until she was 78. Colonel Sanders started Kentucky Fried Chicken, I believe, at the age of 56. So if you haven't achieved all of your goals yet and all of your dreams yet, there's probably still time. But you have to be committed, like I am, to continue to grow. So that's why I'm here with Time Tested Mastery, to help provide people with the belief that it's possible for them. I want to share all the wisdom that was taught to me by my mentors so that you can incorporate it into your life and achieve the success that you want to receive as well. Hopefully you found this message helpful. We're going to be starting off with some interviews again here at the beginning of the year. If this made any sense to you or was valuable, please share it with somebody that you know it could be of help to. And again, I look forward to talking to you again. My name is Mark Dolan at Time Tested Mastery. Have a great day.